Masonic Hill has more than 450 acres of open space with 15 miles of trails woven through its aspen groves and high desert terrain. In addition to its appeal for hikers and bikers, it's become a well-known location for people, both homeless and those visiting during ski season, trying to save money instead of paying rent. Park City Police Chief Wade Carpenter says in order not to waste man hours, the department has resorted to using drones.
Rather than hiking back into the area, for the sake of time, they'll fly in to see if it's occupied, and then we'll send officers up there if needed. We kind of used it just as the ability to go in there quickly to see if the individual had left the area, if it appears they've left, or and picked up their equipment and moved out of the area.
The department has used a drone twice in the last couple of months to search for illegal activity on the hill. It also flew one during the Women's March in January to determine the number of people at the event. Though the Park City Police Department doesn't own a drone, Captain Phil Kirk says they've been able to borrow one from other departments.
The city has a drone that we coordinate through our IT department. There's a certified pilot for the drone that we go through. If that, for whatever reason, isn't available, then we'll sometimes go with the backup with an officer that is a certified pilot that has a drone and a couple other officers. And then Summit County has a drone that we sometimes request.
Kirk says it's rugged country, and using a drone has helped save officers time for more important issues. It's typically hikers who report the illegal campers, and though no one has been verbally threatened by them, Kirk says they are a threat to the general safety and welfare of those in the surrounding area.
Especially as things get drier up there, it's a real fire hazard because these campsites have campfires that they've built in them. In fact, last year there was a campfire that was left going, smoldering, when we got there, and when the officer actually had to put out the fire with the fire extinguisher and get the fire department up there. So, yeah, there's no really laboratory facilities up there, and so they have an impact health-wise on the environment by not having a laboratory.
As for the future of drones in Park City, Chief Carpenter says they're proving to be a valuable asset.
It is something that I would like to see in the future because it's such a wonderful tool, and like I say, I can see a lot of different things we could use a drone for that would protect not only the public but officers. If you had someone that had barricaded in a vehicle or something like that, you could confirm, you know, that would be one of those things that would give you an added level of safety to kind of evaluate the situation versus putting people in that situation.
The city purchased a drone 2 years ago for about $2,000, and it's equipped with a basic digital camera that limits its use to the daytime in clear weather conditions. IT Director Scott Robertson says it's proven to be a valuable tool, saving the city money and time.
It primarily serves as a GIS tool. So we use this to map areas to understand invasive weeds and do 3D modeling perspectives. Periodically, we do get public safety use requests. So we'll have an incidental where we get a call regarding flying over a complaint on a hillside regarding a homeless camp. And so we'll just fly it over so there's an assessed area so they actually have a sense of where those camps might be.
Drones are not in next year's budget, but Chief Carpenter says he's optimistic his department will have their own in the next couple of years. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.